Final segment of Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner here with you. We are going to send things when we are done to Old Chicago for the Jeff Mitty Show. Brian Smoller will have that. K-State women this week taking on both TCU and Iowa State. They'll have TCU at home on Wednesday and then go to Iowa State on Saturday. The K-State men, of course, as we just talked about, will travel to Oklahoma State on Wednesday, then host Top 10 West Virginia on Saturday for a 5 o'clock tip-off in that one. The Big 12 schedule for midweek games starts tonight. You've actually got a great Big Monday game, or I will say good. Good Big Monday game. Iowa State, I have my doubts a little bit about Iowa State, but they host Kansas, second-ranked in the country. Jayhawks did not get the number one spot in the poll. They're number two. Iowa State trying to rebound after that loss to TCU. I don't know whether or not that game said more about TCU or Iowa State. I'd probably lean TCU, but Iowa State, they've got their issues too right now at 11-5 and 3-2, and some of their issues have been closing out close games, similar to K-State.
But they do have, like what we talked about with Oklahoma State, they're guard heavy, and they do shoot it a little bit, but they don't have that threat at the rim like they've had, whether it's Niang or McKay or both over the last couple of seasons. And I think it's probably 50-50 on what it says. More Iowa State, more TCU. I think you have to start looking at TCU. I said this on the air Saturday. If they're number 29 in the RPI, you probably better start taking them pretty seriously. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
But I will admit, I wasn't until they beat Iowa State. That's the one that
I get it.
Pushed me over the top and said, all right, I got to start paying attention to them.
Well, and you mentioned you're not necessarily all in on believing with Iowa State yet. I understand that. Based on that, I think you have to slightly favor Kansas tonight, don't you?
Vegas does by 3 points, but a close one. They played some great games there, but Kansas does seem to come out on top in a fair share of them, and those have been some better Iowa State teams than what they have this year. But yet Kansas has been vulnerable in just about every Big 12 game that they've played, and that includes the last time they went on the road to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Be interesting to watch on several different fronts. I'll let you figure it out from there.
Well, the officials have come into play at points in time, Iowa State fans would tell you. The block charge call from a few years ago. I was just watching today the highlights of Elijah Johnson scoring 39 points there and winning an overtime game, and that may have actually been the block charge game. I can't remember.
Might have been. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
But it'll be an interesting game, and I think the jury is still a little bit out on Iowa State, but that's probably true on several teams in this league to this point. I think right now it's certainly Kansas, Baylor, West Virginia at the top, and then we'll see after that. There's a pretty big cluster after that.
Yeah, there's a lot to sort out beyond the top three there in the Big 12. They have certainly separated themselves. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider. Again, we've got the Jeff Mitty Show coming up next, live from Old Chicago. For Mitch Fortner and Wyatt Thompson, I'm John Kurtz. Excuse me. We'll be back next Monday with another edition of Wildcat Insider. Thanks for listening.